We should probably acknowledge up front that North Korea throwing a massive tantrum about something or other is, as shocking headlines go, up there with sunrises. The Democratic People's Republic is indeed readily imagined as a vast fortified cot, its missile launchers as angrily flung toys, its occupant a child whose upbringing was rarely punctuated by the word no. So this week's announcement that North Korea has abruptly severed all communications with South Korea may seem like no big deal. It may even be no big deal. And yes, these caveats are being inserted up the top just in case North Korea just as abruptly decides to end its sulk while this explainer is still current. At issue this time is the pretty long-standing practice of defectors who have fled North Korea for South Korea, and activists sympathetic to them, of drifting balloons across the inaccurately named demilitarized zone which separates the two countries. The balloons generally carry anti-regime messages, but have also borne chocolate bars, US dollar notes, and other advertisements for the joys and benefits of treacherous warmonging capitalist revisionism.
We have made a miniature version of the New Testament, and we are sending these over by using balloons. Last year we sent about 60,000 copies. This year we're going to send about 70,000 copies.
한 7만 권 정도 보내고 있습니다. 1, 2, 3, 4!
In fairness to North Korea, which is not a phrase one utters often, North Korea does have kind of a case. If your neighbour continually floated blimps over your shared fence which scattered pamphlets declaring that your lawn was tatty and your bird box was ugly, you'd likely scratch them off your Christmas card list as well. There's also the fact that until as recently as 2018, South Korea operated immense banks of loudspeakers along the border, which broadcast, among other things, deafening decibels of K-pop into North Korea. In this specific context, the keeping of Kim Jong-un's thumb off the big red button appears an act of superhuman restraint. That aside, however, North Korea has never been famous for its sense of proportion, in much the same way that South Korea has never been famous for its non-annoying pop music, and Pyongyang's response to the balloon issue has been characteristically vituperative. Rodong Sinmun, the official newspaper of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, and a journal which can be safely assumed to be accurately reflecting Pyongyang's thinking, has called the balloon senders disgusting riffraff, rubbish-like mongrel dogs, and human scum, has said that the tolerance of their behaviour by South Korean authorities has aroused our dismay, that one may have lost a few degrees of heat in translation, and menaced that time will show them how much price they are to be forced to pay for hurting the holiest ideas and emotions of our people. There's yards more of this sort of stuff if you're a bit stuck for distraction. The practical implications of North Korea's latest strop are as follows. The twice daily calls to the cross-border liaison office in the border city of Kaesong will cease, so no more "Good morning, snivelling puppet of American imperial thuggery. How's it hanging?" The channels which allowed the militaries of the two Koreas to communicate with each other will also be closed. The strategic upshot of all this from North Korea's perspective is a little harder to glean. The balloon offensive is not new, indeed has been going on for a while. North Korea is clearly choosing to make a thing of it, and as is invariably the case with people prone to making a thing of things, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else. In this instance, the significant aspect may not be so much the what as the who. or whom, whichever is correct. One of the signatures on the new no-speaks policy was that of Kim Yo-jong, increasingly prominent sister of Kim Jong-un. Long thought of as a sort of executive assistant to her brother, these last few months have seen Kim Yo-jong increasingly framed as a policymaker, and perhaps, given the recurrent speculation about Kim Jong-un's health, a future leader. North Korea may be trying to get North Koreans and the rest of the world used to her. And or this could be a pretty standard North Korean play. Create crisis, demand concession, declare victory. And it's a standard play because it works. In diplomacy as in life, the reasonable will often defer to the unreasonable as long as it will persuade them to shut up. South Korea has already, and with an almost audible sigh of God, all right then, promised to lay charges against the balloon launchers. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.